Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 17 through 19. Jesus said, "Everyone will hate you because of me, but not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." It's the end of the world, and I win. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What does it take to be a winner? When you play a video or board game, you try to make all the right moves so you can win. When you play a sport, you practice a lot because you want to win the game. What does it take to win as a child of God? In our reading from God's Word, Jesus paints for us what seems like a no-win situation. Something that's impossible to win. He describes a world like our world today, a world where there will be wars that ruin nations, people who teach lies instead of telling the truth, natural disasters and terrible sicknesses that take lives, and many other frightening things. Jesus promises that all of these things will happen in the years before he returns. If things aren't tough enough for followers of Jesus, Jesus then adds, "Everyone will hate you because of me." As people drift away from Jesus, they will not want to hear what God says in his word. They may even hate Christians for what we believe. Some people will be thrown in jail and put on trial just for following Jesus. Some may even lose their lives for him. That's frightening. Does that make you wonder if following Jesus is a no-win situation? Listen to what Jesus promised. "Not a hair of your head will perish. Stand firm, and you will win life." After describing the ways we could lose as children of God, Jesus guarantees victory for us. As followers of Jesus, we will win because Jesus has already won the victory for us. Jesus has already defeated the sinful world. He has already crushed the power of the devil. He has already conquered death and given us the victory. We win. So stand firm until Jesus comes back. Hold on to him no matter how tough life gets. We do that by spending time with him in his word. There he promises to be with us, protect us, love us, and give us his peace. He also promises to come back and give us the eternal victory of heaven. So stand firm. Victory is already ours in Jesus. We pray for help to stand firm. Lord Jesus, as time goes on, it gets harder to be a Christian. By faith, help us to stand firm and hold on to you until you return. Come quickly, Lord. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.